There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Right, we're recording.
Recording, everybody. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Welcome to Two Black Girls, One Rose.
Where together we'll uncover what we can learn about modern dating, love, and relationships from popular television. I'm Natasha.
And I'm Justine.
And today we have a very special, special guest. Diamond Jack from Netflix's Love is Blind season one, and most recently Perfect Match, which was quite a show, to say the least.
Yeah.
yeah. Diamond, she's going to be joining us a little bit later. Diamond is a dating show vet. She now has two shows under her belt, so she knows a thing or two about this world. She also survived Perfect Match as probably...
survived
that house girl in that process, because what the fuck? God. She survived Perfect Match and is probably the least problematic person from that house.
Literally.
Yeah. She was definitely. So nice and so cute and just trying to find a man. Just trying to find somebody genuinely there for love. She lasted pretty damn long, nearly till the end. And so we're very excited to pick her brain about her time in Perfect Match.
And most importantly, when you all are listening to this, Love is Blind season 4, episodes 6-8 are out.
Yes.
But when we recorded this episode with Diamond, episodes 1-5 had just come out. So we are recapping Love is Blind, and very excited to talk to her about like the ins and outs of reality TV show dating and if love is actually blind with Diamond, somebody who had to submit herself to that concept. We are still hanging on to Lauren and Cameron, Alexa and Brennan, these just shining couples, but there's been some scandals, train wrecks, drama, mess. As Natasha just said, I think Perfect Match was more akin to Survivor than it was to a dating show.
To the dating show. Seriously.
And Diamond shed some light on exactly what happened. A lot of behind the scenes tea was spilled. So let us know what you think of this interview. Rate, review, subscribe, everything.
Yes.
And enjoy the interview, guys.
Yes. And of course, before we get into it, shout out to the Rose Garden. If you love this interview, if you love our show and you want more of it, please head to patreon.com/twobuckgirlsonerose and join the Rose Garden. It's a fantastic way to support Justine and I, support our work, putting out these episodes every week. And in joining the Rose Garden, you earn yourself some extra special bonus content. Married at First Sight recaps, ad-free recaps, video, all kinds of great stuff. You can also join our amazing Facebook group, 1,700 members strong. Amazing people who love TV, who love love, who love just talking mess like us. So you can only gain access if you're part of the Patreon. Patreon.com/twobuckgirlsonerose. All right, let's bring in Diamond.
We are so excited to welcome to the show someone we've been a fan of for a long time. She's very genuine. She's very real. She's so confident. Someone whose love journey we've all loved watching. And we so badly want to see her find love. Please welcome to the show, Love is Blind season 1, and most recently season 1 of Perfect Match, Diamond Jack.
Thanks for having me. Thank you, guys.
Of course. Thanks for joining.
Nice to meet you. Of course.
Nice to meet you, too. Where are you tuning in from?
I am in Atlanta, Georgia. Nice.
Okay.
Yes. Nice, are you guys at?
I'm in New York. I'm in Harlem.
In Jersey City.
Yeah.
Cool. Big cities.
Yeah.
Big cities. Well, I'm originally from Chicago.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Nice.
But I've been living here for almost 10 years.
Oh, wow.
I love it. I love it here. I love it. But I'm thinking about if I were to leave Georgia, it would be like, you know, Houston. I love the South.
Okay.
I know I'm from somewhat up north, what they say, Midwest.
Yeah.
But I love the South. There's nothing like the South.
Wow.
For me personally. Yes. Wow. Y'all don't like the South. I know y'all been in the South.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. How do you like it?
My sister lived in Atlanta for like 7 years and she loved it. I liked visiting her, but I'm very I've been in New York 10 years. I'm just like a New York kind of snob. I mean, I love New Orleans, but New Orleans is like, it's the South, but it's like its own place. Yeah. Also.
They don't count.
Not really.
Yeah. It's New Orleans. Yeah.
Exactly. I love New Orleans too. Actually, I have family living in New Orleans, so I'm always there.
Oh, that's nice. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so cool.
And you moved to the South for college, right? You went to Clark Atlanta?
Yes. Okay. So that was actually my first experience in the South ever. But the real experience was in the South. You know, as a kid, my grandma lived in Houston, so she grew up in Houston. Mm-hmm. And I used to visit her a lot. But, you know, as a kid, you don't really remember all that. Mm-hmm. But as an adult, when I first got my really experience with HBCU at Hampton University, and when I tell you, I was like, Mom, I'm never coming back.
I'm never coming back.
Really?
Oh, wow. Goodbye, Chicago.
I have not been back. Wow. That was it. It was a wrap.
Oh my God, Atlanta got you. That's amazing.
Right. It was a wrap, honey. Oh. I was about to do the dance. It's a wrap. It was a wrap. God. I don't want it to look corny. I was like, dang, it's my moment.
No.
Oh my gosh. So amazing. You just completed your second dating show, Perfect Match. From our position, right? From the viewership. The odds of falling in love on a dating show seem so far-fetched compared to dating in real life. But dating is hard enough in real life and in Atlanta. We've all heard like really crazy stories about dating in Atlanta as a woman, an educated woman. And I believe you have your PhD, correct?
No, I was working on that.
You're working
on it. I do have but now I kind of shift focus.
Okay.
because, you know, being on Netflix and now I've been doing the reality TV, it's just been taking toll of every aspect of my life. I rearranged and did some different things now. So I actually started my business and I'm like, I think I want to work for myself. I like working for myself. I've been doing it for a few years since the show came out. That's the good thing about Love is Blind season one. Mm-hmm. It's just like switching me. Like it was a 360. Mm-hmm. We did not know it was going to be so popular and we wasn't going to get the stardom and all that. Mm-hmm. And for that all to happen just changes my life in the blink of an eye.
So speaking of that, right, the professional woman in Atlanta is tough to date already, right? So what is the appeal of you finding love on TV versus you finding love in real life?
Honestly, I'd rather do it. I feel like I'd do it on TV than doing it in real life.
Really?
Because, and this is why, I actually started a dating app. And it has been nothing but hell. And I don't want to put them out there because I don't want them to come after me. But the data app, you never know. People are like, oh my God, you talk mess about our brand. And I want to say it's the app problem. It's the men too, because they're still men in Atlanta. And I went on one date and I mean, it was not good. It started off good. He was a lawyer. It started off good and we debated. It ended up us debating and going back and forth. Yeah, and I was like, well, this is it for me. And when I tell you it's like the dumbest story, y'all be like, what? He was telling me, I'll say real quick. He was telling me that he grew up not watching cartoons. I don't know how we got on that, but he grew up not watching cartoons, which is fine. And I said, well, what were you watching, you know, as a kid?
I know. That makes me sad.
I didn't watch cartoons either. Yeah.
You did?
Okay. Well, see, some people don't. I guess he said he was watching, like, Godfather. He was watching, like, you know, all those, like, I know. And
that's
I was just
weird.
Like, Hello.
I wasn't watching The Godfather. That's weird.
Okay. Exactly. So he said Godfather. He said another movie. I can't think of it right now. But I was just like, but as a kid, you're not going to be interested in that, you know? Because since he said that he had an older sibling who was like 16 and 17. So she was watching that. And I mean, I get it, but you're not really watching it. But I was just like, he was like, oh, so is that bad parenting on my part? I mean, of my parents? I said, no. I just feel like kids just not being exposed to certain things at a young age.
That's a leap, sir.
Yeah. Girl, we talking about back and forth over that. I was oh my God. I'm going to be gone. Oh, no. And I wasn't even arguing back and forth with him. I just let him have it. And I was just like, okay, you seem very emotional about this. You know, that's not my job to help that.
Right. Yeah. Right. To heal your generational wounds from not watching cartoons.
Yeah, don't throw that on me. I'm just trying to draw my taco. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Okay. So we prefer dating show to in real life.
Yes. I feel like I do. Only because there's doctors behind it. There's other people that are investing in this. And I feel like they listen to what we're asking. So, like, you know, a lot of people don't know before the Perfect Match, we had, like, questionnaire. I mean, it was, like, I was, like, a final exam for me. You know, it brought me back to, it was, like, a long questionnaire. I feel like maybe 200 questions. And they were all asking, and some of you know, could ask the same thing, but worded in a different way. But I think that's them trying to really get to know who you are and what you're looking for. Ooh, don't look at that. Who you are and what you're looking for, and you know, just trying to, you know, really understand you as a person and who you're compatible with. So that's the one thing I do appreciate about the shows, that they actually take the time out and do that, you know.
Okay. Interesting. Okay, so Perfect Match, so there's this like universe of Netflix reality stars now, which is really cool. Going into Perfect Match, were there certain guys from the Netflix universe that you were hoping to potentially meet? Did production ask you these questions beforehand? Like, what was your thought process? Who were you excited to meet potentially?
No, I didn't know who we were meeting. So we were, none of us knew who was going to be on the show before that happened. So I wish I did kind of know, you know, but I think that's the reason why they didn't do that, only because they wanted to be a surprise and really see if you're compatible with the person. Because as you see, some of us do know each other. Like I knew a lot of them because I had worked with them before. But like Savannah knew Nick, and they were able to, they paired together just because they knew each other. So I think that's what they were trying to eliminate. You know what I'm saying? That's trying to eliminate us knowing each other and already having like a strategy how he's about to win the show without, you know, before it actually aired, you know.
Okay.
So that makes sense. So none of us knew. I didn't know none of the girls was going to be there. I don't know any of the guys was going to be there.
Okay. That makes sense.
And as we were watching Perfect Match, and I'm sure a lot of our viewers felt the same, as Black women, it was a really interesting experience for several reasons. Firstly, it seems like every time there was a potential Black woman coming into the house, they were automatically put on a date with Bartice or Dom, as if those were the only two people who would ever be interested or look good with another Black woman. And then you also went on a date with both Dom and Bartice. Did any of the people, any of the white women who were on the cast, notice this happening and make anything of it? Or were they just like, oh, no, this is perfect. This is exactly what you wanted, right?
Or did you guys, or did you notice even that pattern happening?
Yeah, I definitely noticed the pattern. I think we all noticed the pattern. Like, what is going on here? But I think out of all the options, I don't know. I think, I don't know why Bartice and Dom were like the number one draft picks. they're nice guys. Don't get me wrong. I think they're very friendly, but I don't know why we were just always that, just them two were the only two. And then the other Caucasian, well, white women in the house, they didn't really say anything about it. They didn't really come to us and express, like, they wasn't as if they were concerned about that. I don't even know if they even noticed it because no one ever said anything about it. But in my friends, as me, Colony, and everybody else, Savannah and Sophie, we definitely were talking about it. Like, okay, what's going on? You know, we were questioning some things, like, why are we always getting put on dates with them? Yeah. But I think the only reason why they were being picked, because they were in the house the longest. All the women who were still in the house were already knew them. And I was like, oh yeah, I think that would be perfect. Okay. You know, I think Chloe was the one who put me on a date with Vartiz, if I'm not mistaken. And she already knew who I was. And we talked and had fun conversation and stuff. So she knew me as like my personality. And I think because she had met Vartiz prior and already saw him, she just thought like that would be the perfect match.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I'm not surprised that the girls didn't really notice. I mean,
if they did notice, they did not say,
they didn't say anything at least.
No,
that makes sense.
That wasn't their concern. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's not their concern.
I think winning was their concern.
More the focus, of course.
Exactly.
Anne Sophie, she did an interview that was circulating for a while where she was talking about not feeling seen in the house as a Black woman. And admitted to like breaking down at one point. What was your experience in real time? As it seemed like night after night, you're kind of left scrambling to find a match, while girls like Francesca, Georgia, Chloe, even Innes seemed to always have an option. What was that experience like in real time?
I mean, yeah, that's hard to swallow because, you know, as who I know, I'm secure who I am. I know what I bring to the table, and I know I'm not an unattractive woman. You know what I'm saying? So it's just things I'm not used to. So when I walked in that house and I saw like, dang, I really had to put in effort here. Because in my real life, I don't have to put in that much effort. I'm not trying to toot my own horn. But all I'm saying is that it's not a struggle. Like, I don't ever have to ask a guy out on a date. So that was out of my comfort zone already. You know? And I was like, oh my God, for me to even ask someone, how do you even ask? You know, like, I would be like, this is not me outside of the perfect match. But I'm like, okay, Diamond, you sign up for a show, you're just be open to new experiences. Maybe this might help you in the real world, you know, be a little more aggressive with what you want, especially in the dating world now. So I was trying to keep a positive mindset of doing these certain, you know, going out of my comfort zone. But at the same time, I still did feel like, okay, I'm going to put in a lot more effort than I see that Georgia, Francesca, and Chloe was giving. Like, these guys, as you saw, it was just like, wow. Like, come on. Is this really real life? And I remember telling myself, like, is this real life right now? Like, these guys really are falling for them. I mean, don't get me wrong. They are beautiful women. Sure. They are. You know, and then I love Georgia. She's very genuine, very sweet, very nice. And Chloe's just as bubbly, you know. And I noticed that, and I'm like, okay, so they are attractive women, and then they also bring other things like personality and other stuff to the table. But also, I know I do too. So to see the men having just all eyes on certain people, that did make me feel some type of way. You know, I felt like, wow, like, hello.
I'm here.
And that's not a thing. Hello, yes, exactly. I'm here. And not only that, I don't like being chosen second. So when it came down to Will, and when I sat there and I was talking to him, actually, I was willing to actually ask him to be my perfect match that night. Little does he know that. But because he had told me that he was going to be with, you know, was waiting on Francesca's response. I'm like, I'm not about to sit here and wait for you until she tell you yes or no.
Right.
What? This is crazy. I'm not about to sit here and hello, like, okay, well, just let me know in the next 20 minutes. We're on your time, Francesca. No, I'm not.
Yeah.
That's what you said. I was like, okay, well, either you want to pick me and really get to know me, or you really want to just play this game in a different way. And that's how I kept feeling with Will. I felt like he's here just to win. Which is not fine. It's fine. Well, if that's what you want to do, like, okay, that's win. But we should have talked about this, you know? Like, I felt like we should have been really talked about, this is how we're going to do this. This is how, because a lot of people definitely talked about it to try to make it to the end. And maybe we should have had that conversation, but we didn't. We more so were just going with the flow and seeing how things would play out. But I always knew that Will had something for Francesca. Us women, we can read vibes. I can read people. I look at body language all the time.
Yeah.
And I saw Will, like, little things that wasn't shown. Like, he was always around her, always trying to get next to her, always trying to have a conversation with her. I'm like, oh, no, he into Francesca. And I knew that before he even had to verbally tell me that.
Yeah.
But I still felt like that should have been mentioned before. You know, but he never said, like, oh, Diamond, you know, like how – I can respect that Nick and Savannah, like, they talked it out. They said, hey, you know, this is a game. I you know what I'm saying? I'm here with you just to be in this house right now. Maybe it could turn to something else. Maybe not. But just know, if there's another opportunity to present myself, this is who I'm really into. That's what Nick said. He wanted Francesca. He wrote it down, like, in black and white. And then said, Savannah, hey, I want Dom. And I can respect that.
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. It's more like, mm-hmm. let me get a heads up. You know, tell me what your game plan is. Let me at least get the heads up, please.
Yes, just be honest. That's what I've been asking the whole time. Yeah. Can everybody just be honest with me? I didn't even know Barcy was trying to get with Abby at one point. I was like, oh, okay. All right, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I didn't lose sleep.
Yeah, I'm glad. And you looked like you were just fine.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So how was your experience watching the show back? Did you have a premiere party every Friday? Did you not watch anything?
I know. How did you do it? You think I'll be a little bit more excited. Because I knew how everything had played out. I just watched it on my own time. I didn't do too much. I didn't do like any big premieres or anything like that. Mm-hmm. I just watched it on my own time. And I kind of like to do that too on my own, just because when you see yourself on TV, I just need to focus on what, you know, what I'm watching. Cause I feel like with everybody else want to talk, they want to, oh my God, no, she did it, girl. And then you'll be missing everything. I'll be like, girl, hold up, wait, I gotta run that back. Like, I gotta see what I just said. So a lot of times I like to watch shows only with me in it by myself, so I can really see what it was, you know, and see how they played this out. But yeah. I didn't do nothing too much.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. Crazy for it. Yep, sure is. Were there any romantic connections in the show that we didn't get to see?
With me or with anybody else?
Yeah, with you and any of the other guys?
Everybody has been, we all just been friendly and good castmates. I feel like Calvin's been very sweet, very nice. I think when we were there, he was trying to express that, you know, I wish they would have put us together, you know, when I had an opportunity, had a date with you, because we were just talking and was cracking up laughing. And that was just us, that was not shown though, but that was just us, like, first time meeting. I never met Calvin before. So he was one of the guys I've never met. Him, Will, Bartice, it was a group, Zay, it's a group of them, Shane. I remember, honestly, almost all the guys I have never met before. So we got the opportunity to, when we all came in the house at the end, we all got a chance to talk and meet and network and, you know, mix and mingle. And that's when I was talking to him. We were getting to know each other a little bit. And yeah. So he was one of the people that I feel that was like really sweet. And I wish I could have had a date with, because it could have been different. But everybody else has been friendly. I still talk to him here and there. Like, he'll hit me up, ask me how I'm doing. Like, he asked me how my shoulder is doing and stuff like that. Same thing, Mitchell. So everybody's been like, some cast has been very sweet and very nice. Savannah hit me up, asked me how I'm doing. So yeah.
Nice. Oh, that's good. Good. I have a little question about Francesca.
Go ahead, so, girl. I know what's coming.
Francesca just kind of deciding that she was done with Damien and leaving the house. To me, it just felt like she kind of played everyone the whole game. Like, watching that happen, I was feeling angry, because I feel like she almost like stole a spot in the house. She kind of had all the guys like wrapped around her finger. And then when she was done with Damien, she was done and then she was gone. But she lasted nearly the entire game doing that.
She did.
When you have someone like Francesca who wields that kind of power, and there's like a level of privilege that comes with that, do you feel like you had an actual fair shot at winning the show?
On that case, no, I didn't. And I really wanted to, when I first walked in the house, because I really didn't understand it at first. I was like, this is confusing. And when I was like.
We were a little bit too.
Us too, a little bit.
And imagine me being there with cameras in my face. I was sitting there like, wait, run that back. How's this playing out? Like, I don't get it. And it took me a little bit. I'm not slow, but I really could not understand the concept. Like, I had to ask LC a couple times, like, girl, I really don't get this, but whatever. I'm just gonna go with the flow and figure this out as I go through it. But I feel like she understood it really well. I don't know that you had to come in there with a strategic plan. Like, she had a plan, and you could see the plan. And she knew. And the crazy thing is that the men actually did exactly what she planned. You know, there was not one guy that was stood up for themselves and got some balls. I don't know if I can say on TV or on this podcast. Got some balls and say, I'm not doing what you want me to do. This is what I really want to do here. You know, like, I'd rather go to Savannah and say, hey girl, what's up? Or I'd rather go to her. I want to get to meet every woman in the house, not just you. Right. And when you see that, when I walked in the house and I saw that, I said, oh hell no, this ain't gonna happen how I thought it was. I'm like, okay, I knew I was gonna win. Like, you know, sometimes you walk in like, okay, I got this. You know, you give yourself your own confidence. Yeah. I walked in like, oh, I got this. Let me get in the house. When I get there, I was like, what? I'm like, what is everybody in here doing? Like, I just don't see what y'all see. But at the same time, like I said, she is a beautiful woman. But I don't see why men was falling so hard. But it could also be other strategic plan, like her popularity, you know, other things that come with it. It couldn't, sometimes some of them might not even be all that attracted to her, but they just like, okay, well, just knowing that being next to Francesca, I might get more followers or be more popular.
Right. Yeah. That's a strategy as well, of course.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm keeping it real today, huh?
I mean, that's how we like it. Thank you.
It is. Yes. That's what we do. Yeah. Oh my God. Who at the very end of the show, we all know at the very end, everybody voted, right? And we as viewers were like, how the fuck did Dom and
like, what is this?
Who did you vote for as the perfect match?
Oh, he's gonna be mad at me. I actually voted Dom and Georgia, and this is why.
Oh, you did?
I did. Tell us. I'm sorry, y'all can hate me, but this is why, because we sat there and I can see. But I'm telling you, I read body language and I can see what's going on. Mm-hmm. Yes, Joey and Carousel are lovey dovey, and I actually did agree with Chase, but I didn't want to say. Did I say anything at the final? The finale? Girl, no. I think I fell asleep. But finale, I feel like I was asleep, girl. But they were just... But anyways, the whole time, you can see Joey and Carissa did have a connection. But they have already done this once outside of the house. So when I saw that, when I knew that and I saw that, I didn't think that they were either ready for marriage yet. And I'm like, no, and also knowing Joey. Joey is a very sweet guy.
Yeah.
But at the same time, he's now in fame. You know, like Joey is one of those guys that women like, oh my God, Joey. And which is great. Like, go ahead, Joey. Breathe it all in, because you only get this once in a lifetime. So when I saw that, I'm like, Joey is still having his fun. And then Carousel haven't experienced this yet. Like, Carousel, I think she was on one show, which was Sexy Beast, but it did pretty well, but I don't think it went to the, like, extreme, like, now how our show did. And, like, so Carousel didn't even get a chance to experience the people know who she is when she walked outside and, you know, men all in her DMs and, you know, like, more men, if any.
More.
And, so I just, for me, body language and stuff, I just felt like it was not the perfect match for me. But I looked at Georgia and Dom. They feel a little more genuine. You see them more talking, see them trying to really get to know each other. I was like, okay, I can see that possibly stronger, especially not Chloe Shine now, but see that stronger than Joey and Carousel. So y'all thought Joey and Carousel, right?
I mean, they were engaged.
They were engaged.
So we just assumed.
But they're not now. But the question is, they're not now.
I know.
You can't fool me with a ring. That was just me sitting there like, oh, I love that y'all.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. What about you?
Yeah, I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which, you know, is very important to me. But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
Mm-hmm. It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge. Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helped me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
Really see if this really works after that. And yeah. I personally was hoping they would, but it didn't. And I, like, I already knew. I don't know Joey. I actually know Joey. Mm-hmm. You know, we talk, we hang out. Joey tried to help me find a man at one point.
Oh.
And it was enough. I know he's so nice. Sweet, girl. And then he had called me sometime with different girls on the phone. I'm like, Joey, which blonde girl is this? I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, no.
But that's Joey. Joey has fun. Joey has fun. He even said on the show, I had fun. Hooked up with Francesca, hooked up with her, hooked up with her before. Joey, live your best life.
I guess.
You should. Yeah, live your best life until Joey's ready to settle down.
Yep.
I think it'll be beautiful.
Yeah.
I think he'll make a great husband and a great father because he's very family oriented. Like, you see him with, like, he loves family. But I feel once Joey's ready to settle down and say, hey, I'm ready to find the one, I think it would be a beautiful love story.
Okay.
But I don't think Joey's ready to find one right now.
He's not ready. And Carousel ain't it. Yeah.
No. Oof.
It might, yeah, it might be like right person, wrong time type of thing. That happens all the
or
time.
Or that.
It might, yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, that could happen too. All right. I want to ask just to okay. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I know it's coming, Natasha. I know it's coming.
Okay. So, Perfect Match was a very fun show to watch, but there was a glaring fatal flaw with the Black people getting sent home one by one by one, episode after episode. Did you or did anyone notice this pattern happening in real time?
I did. I definitely did. I saw it. I might even called it out, knowing me. I'm pretty sure I called it out to one of my producers. Like, this is
what's happening?
What's going on here? Yeah. Like, Black Twitter is going to have a feel with this. Like, I just, but the men that they brought in, I think they tried to find the best men as possible. But you got to also remember, this is a dating show, and it's so hard to find like genuinely good people. Like, for instance, Cameron and Lauren from season one. Cameron was genuinely looking for someone. Like, he's really like, hey, I'm not here for fame, I'm not here to just up my followers, I'm not here just to get more camera time. I'm actually here to find someone. And then you see it work out. Same thing with Lauren, you know, like, you see it actually can be a genuine love story when people are all here for the same reason and in the same headspace. I feel like some of my castmates wasn't there for that. I mean, none of us are together. But it sucks for us, and it sucks for, like, I mean, everybody has their preference, and I'm not going to down nobody for having their own preference.
Right.
It's fine to have your own preference, but I do feel like you have to give this opportunity or this competition a full chance. And I don't think they gave everybody a full chance. So that's why you see some people like myself, Black and Brown community. Yes, I say Brown because Savannah as well. You know, Black and Brown community did not last as long because everybody didn't get the same chance. And even I think I heard Savannah like, I do not feel I have the same opportunity as you. And one of, and Francesca's mom was like, no. Why is that? Why don't we have the same opportunity as you? When you really, if you see that, if you run that back when they were going back and forth, she said, am I entitled to have the same opportunity as you? And she said, no. Yes,
that scene with Savannah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. I remember that.
That threw me back. Why don't Black and Brown community have the same opportunity as you? We all are here.
For love. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We not only that, we all made it to the same
true.
Place.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm
yeah.
saying?
Right.
One person should not be above yeah. the other. We all are yeah. here. We all get signed the same contract. Mm-hmm. Like, so what do you mean? You know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's irritating. I mean, it was such a fun show to watch, but that was like the one thing that just you couldn't not irritating. See it, and it was irritating. Yeah. And as like Black women in particular, but I mean, I would think Black women are the ones that are kind of like putting it out there for sure, like on Twitter and everywhere. But even as a white person watching the show, I mean, come on, like it was just so glaringly obvious, and it was a bit disappointing.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk Love Is Blind season 4. A new season is here.
I forgot that's coming out.
Yes, we're recording this a little bit early, but it's coming out tomorrow as a recording. Mm-hmm. So we love the reality dating show genre. Obviously, we love the fantasy. We love love. We love the prospect of people falling in love and us getting to watch it. It's just a generally really fun genre to watch on TV, but oftentimes it doesn't really work out. So, you know, we see with Perfect Match, the couples didn't last. In on The Bachelor, Bachelor Nation, the track record is pretty rough. Love Is Blind season 2 and 3, right. There's been kind of like, you know, a little bit of a mess. Something just like isn't working, or something is missing. As a reality dating show veteran, I would say you've been on 2 shows now. What, from your perspective, is the problem here? Like, what's missing? Why? What do you think it'll take for us to get another Lauren and Cameron home run? Like, what's missing from this format?
I feel like, I don't really know. That's a good question. That's a really, really good question, Natasha. I don't know what can be the new recipe for finding a man. Because honestly, when you think about the real world, I'm still single right now, and it's still hard.
It's hard,
you know?
Yeah.
It's hard finding that person who you can be most compatible with.
Mm-hmm.
For reality TV, I don't know. I love the opportunity that they give me, and I love that they, you know, like they really try to find someone. Mm-hmm. But I think now that I've done two reality TV shows, mm-hmm. I'm not sure if that's going to be the part, like where I'm going to find my actual husband.
Mm, right.
Of course, we're hopeful. Hopeful every time I go onto the show. Mm-hmm. But it seems to be getting disappointment, you know, because I go in there really trying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really going there trying and trying to put my whole heart into this and put myself out there.
Yeah, you can
and just
tell.
To be, you know, disappointed by some of the guys and how they treat you, or even how they even look at you. So to get another Cameron and Lauren, to answer your question, I don't know if that's even going to, I don't know what we need to do to do that. I don't know if we could start with the men, we start with the women, because I'm not going to throw it all on the men. There's women out there too who's not really into this as well.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
They have their own agenda, you know.
Of course.
But I feel like once people really start to like try to stop looking outside of social media, stop looking out all the fame that comes after, if you're really trying to like, hey, I want to genuinely connect with this person and really want to fall in love, I think we can have more success stories. What do you think? That's a really good question. I've never thought of that answer. Like, what would it take for us to actually have another success story as Lauren and Kim, or even Amber and Barnett? You know, because they're still and
true,
so far we're in season 4 and nobody from season 2 or 3 are still together.
3 is one of them.
Are they? Oh no, yes,
Alexa
yes,
and
three,
Brennan.
Yes, yes,
are still and together. Matt and Colleen as well.
And Matt and Colleen.
Don't miss Matt and Colleen.
Together.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Never mind. Okay, so 1 and 3. Isn't like the odd numbers
maybe that's it.
The odd numbers. I'm working it out.
Yeah.
They push it through. I think even being in a relationship is just hard. It's going to be hard either way.
Yeah.
And to add fame on top of that, it's going to be even harder, because now you have more temptations. You have more people are in your face or trying to tell you how to work your relationship out. Like, everybody's in your business.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's kind of hard. Like, I started watching this new show called Queen's Court.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Have you been watching it?
I haven't started yet.
Now, I like it.
Yeah. Okay. A lot of people like it. I got to start.
Yeah. Evelyn Lozada, that show, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think with their concept, it's a little different. Like, it's actually about really getting to know that person. I think with the Perfect Match was more of a competition dating show. They do little games here to see if you're compatible. But I really feel like it was just a more like they're hooking up, you know, just having fun.
It's fun.
It was like we out the country. Let's just have fun, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what it was. Mm-hmm. And some of those men mindset, like I'm just here just to have fun. Mm-hmm. I think we saw that in some of the my castmates.
Yes. Yep.
And they weren't trying to be with someone. Yeah. And I think that sucks for someone like myself or other women like OC, who are really trying to like, okay, I'm really trying to. I'm playing a game, but I'm playing it in a way like I'm really putting my real feelings in it.
Yeah.
Or even Chloe. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like it's like such a mixed bag of intentions. You have people who come in with like the purest intentions. You can feel it from you, Diamond. Exactly. You're like, I am here for love. Like, I don't know what y'all here for, but I'm trying to find a man. Like, they have people like you and you can feel it. And then there's just a mixed bag of like people with other motives. And then you put them all in one bag and you're going to get a lot of mismatched pairs that don't really equal love. So, that stuff.
But with Queen's Court, I love that they had so many different ways of trying to understand and get to know that person. Mm-hmm. And I love that. I'm like, okay, I can do a Queen's Court. But honestly, I don't even know if I want to do another dating show.
Another show. Okay.
I know, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. But it's just like certain things that they did, I kind of really respected it a lot more.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I feel like there needs to be a little bit more like common. Like if you were to go on a dating show, Diamond, it would be, if I were to cast you, it would be a show that was like fraternities and sororities, like black fraternity and sororities in the South. And then that's how we would put you together. Like there has to be a core value at the center of the show that's not marriage. Yeah. And then we move on from there. And I think that as they get more and more niche, I feel like the success rate will go up.
Yeah.
Right. That's a good idea.
I would watch that show.
Right? Any day of the week.
That'd be real good.
Yeah. That'd be cute. Yeah. Get the like a whole bunch of Divine Nines alums from different HBCUs or whatever together. Y'all date. That would be cute.
That'd be fun. Little STEM competitions, a little pageants. There's lots of pageantry. That'd be fun.
Well, have your people call my people.
Right?
I know.
Well, one of the flaws of Love is Blind is that they attempt to take out the element of looks and judging people for their physical appearance. But we've seen once everybody sees each other, all hell breaks loose and they can't seem to break their natural physical attraction to someone who may not be their partner. Or the lack of attraction they have for their current partner. Shout out to Giannina forever. Having gone through the experience, where do you stand on this Lachey family question? Is love really blind?
That's a good question. I don't know. I felt like in season one, I used to say, yes, love is blind. But, you know, continuing watching the shows, now we really understand it. Because we're sitting here watching season from season, different personalities and different personality traits. You could start to question, like, is love really blind? After watching some of these episodes.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to stay true to my first answer. I'm hoping and praying. I'm just a hopeless romantic.
Yeah.
So I'm always like, I believe in love. I want it to happen. It's going to happen. I'm trying to stay hopeful. So I'm going to say love is blind.
Okay.
Keep the hope alive.
Keep the hope alive. We got to be hopeful. Yeah. Even though it's very hard to stay hopeful now in this generation.
Yeah,
of course.
So hard. I don't know how grandparents did it, girl. ask my granddad, because my grandparents met in high school and they've been married all the way to death. My grandpa actually just passed away in September, but they were married all the way up to death. And I'm just like, that's the type of love we want, but you know they've been through some stuff. I heard my grandma was the one who gave it to him. And that's a whole other story.
Wow. Not a limp. Oh my God.
I used to answer like, dang, what's wrong with granddaddy limp? Everybody like, we ain't gonna talk about it.
Still
together.
Oh my God. The love prevailed. That is hilarious. Wow. But yeah, stories like that, like we met in high school, we're married for a million years. Like, I don't even know if that even like is real anymore. That seems like something of our grandparents like generation. Yeah. Dating back then and dating now is just like so two different worlds.
Mm-hmm. Their worlds were so small back then.
Their world was so small back then.
It was. Yeah. All you knew was maybe like a 5-mile radius of
Yep, that's it. Yep. Yeah.
That's all we knew. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you knew to stick it through no matter what. No there matter was what. No divorce.
Yeah, that was the other thing. Yeah. Which, I mean, that has its, you know, upsides and downsides to that, too. But.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Whole other topic.
Whole other podcast. Exactly.
Yeah. With Love is Blind, so you said earlier, like, I don't want to put all the blame on the men. I don't want to put all the blame on the men. I get it. There's, you know, there's some trashy girls out there, too. But we have seen a string of pretty terrible men cast on Love is Blind. You think, like, Shake, Cole, Bartese, SK... They're somehow slipping through the cracks and getting cast on this show. These guys with like very ill motives or not mature enough or what have you. What kind of men, what qualities should you possess in order to make these couples more successful in Love is Blind? Like now that we're about to go to season 4, what kind of guys should we be looking for? What do we want to see on this cast?
Hopefully more genuine guys who are, you know, like put their stuff out there. I know it's very hard to do it on national TV and then you don't want to be misjudged and then you don't want, you know, people to talk about you or your family like, what the hell are you out there doing? You know, I get it. I've been there, done that. So you got to get out of your head and you really just have to put yourself out there. Honestly, if this is what you really want and you really here to say, hey, I really want to find a wife, and you tell yourself that, and you know wholeheartedly that's what you're here to do, and you sometimes have to put yourself out there, even when it comes down to crying, even when it comes down to, you know, talking about certain things that gets you emotional, even when it comes down to, like, really getting to know that person, you have to ask those certain questions that you know that you would ask them, like, when you're looking for a partner, and you're looking for a companion. Like, you have to ask those hard questions, even when you feel like, if this might be too soon, it might not. And I think that's another thing with these guys and myself and women. We don't know what is too forward. You know, because remember we're going really fast here. Yeah. You know, we on day 4 and we already talk about, oh my God, I'm in love.
Yeah. Yes.
So like, when I was sitting there like, dang, should I even ask them this? I'm like, dang, it's only been the 4th day. I'm usually around like month 2 weeks.
Right.
Comfortable to ask that.
Right.
So even that, you just have to really just put yourself out there. And from experience, I think that would be more successful. Because then once you open up and sometimes, you know, the other person can feel that on the other side. Yeah. Even though it's not, you can't see it. Mm-hmm. You can feel like, wow, he's really genuinely trying to, you know, get to know me. Or wow, he's really, you know, asking certain questions that you be like, have me thinking like, damn, that's a really good question. You know, like, and you might want to write it down for next time, you know? So, to be honest, that honestly shows you that, okay, this person really is trying to get to know me, really here. When the other guys, you can tell who's fake a little bit by certain questions they ask or if they're really interested. And you can tell the ones who are like, okay, he's really someone that I might be able to get to know on another level.
Okay. So guys who are asking the hard questions, guys who are asking genuine questions that show they really want to get to know these women.
Yes. And, you know, it's hard to, like, it's hard when you have a wall blocking you. Like, I'm so used to, like, looking at personality. I can look at your expression when I say something, looking at your eyes. You know, certain things like that, even a certain way you move, if you ask a certain question, you'd be like, okay, this person might be uncomfortable. You don't have that. So it's so hard to talk to somebody like this, you know? Like, literally talking to me, trying to get to know me like this. That is... Who does that? Like, and so you're going by just words. And I usually am a person go by action. Like, you gotta show me. You know, you gotta show me. You gotta show me.
Yeah.
And that's what a lot of women... Like, women... I don't want to always hear a guy like, oh, I really like you. Oh, I really think, you know, we're going to be this, da, da, da. But you're not showing me that. That's a difference. You know what I'm saying? Like, you might say, oh, I love you. I like you. But you're not doing anything to show that. And that's the thing with Love is Blind. Like, how can he show me? How can, you know, like, it's hard. It's really hard. So you're really going off of what these people are saying. And you really be like, okay, is he really being truthful and honest? Or is he just saying that just because we're here. Yeah. It's hard. It's hard. Yeah. It's very hard. Yeah. It makes it actually even harder.
I feel like it's such a test of your like womanly intuition too.
Because
if you only have his words, then the only thing you can only trust, the only other thing you can trust is your womanly intuition. Exactly. That's all you got.
That's all you have. And you really got to hope and pray that, you know, you can read people really well.
Right. That too.
Yeah, but I don't know what it would take for a man to be as genuine as some of the guys that we have seen. I think it's, but honestly, I think it, the reason why it's so successful is because you see a certain type of men that we like, okay, we see that in the real world. Like you said, like the certain type of guys who are just like not here for the right reasons.
Not great.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So when you see that, you like, you drawn into it because you're like, damn, I just had, what's his name? Just did that to me last week. You know, like, yeah, you're familiar with it. Like, you're like, oh, I'm going to go into something like that. You know, like, you can really relate. So I think that the reason why they are casted on these shows is because this is the real, this is how what women really go through. Even with my situation, there's women who hit me up and was like, from Love is Blind, like, oh my God, I went through the same experience. So it's relatable.
Yeah,
you're not going to always find the prince in a bunch of frogs. Like, you can't always find them. But hope and pray one of them is there.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Like, the show, while it might not be as successful in terms of the number of couples lasting, I think they've been successful in, like, creating great dialogue around like dating today and like the types of bullshit that men and women are dealing with out in the dating world. I think we create great conversation. So if we don't get a successful couple, we at least, you know, talked a ton about what not to do or
exactly what not to do and what, and you see those signs, you're like, dang, that remind me of what's the name from Love is Blind. And you're on your date, he's like, red flag.
Red flag. He's giving Cole. SK.
Yes, you're giving me something I seen on TV. I ain't got time today.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
Oh my God. That's so funny. But aside from all of the red flags and everything, have you learned anything about modern dating, love, relationships, marriage through watching reality dating shows? Like anything real for real? Yeah.
Yes, I have. I actually watching like The Queen's Court and watching other dating shows in the past. I think it showed me what I want in a man and what I'm willing to accept. Because watching, if you watch Queen's Court, you're gonna be like, was like, where are these men
at?
I live in Atlanta because they taped in Atlanta. So I'm like, I'm like, I ain't never seen all these people. You know what I'm saying? Like, I see it with my mom and her relationship, and I love that for her because she's engaged. Yeah. But like seeing that and like on TV, like, I want this type of love. You know what I'm saying? Like a guy who would do anything. Like if you watch JR and Tamar. Even Evelyn and her guy, they all supposed to be engaged still in jail to today. But just seeing the things that they did for them, like, you was just like, wow, like, he's really into her. Like, he really is falling in love with her. And when you watch that, you like, okay, now I know what I want. It makes you see, like, even if you don't have an example, like, with your parents, or you don't have an example with other mentors around you, you don't see that love success story, or they might not be all the same boat. You can watch it on TV and really get a feel like, okay, this is what I really want in a man. Oh, I like how he does that. I like how he dresses, like how he approaches her. I like how he, you know what I'm saying, what he does to her, how he treats her like a queen. When you see that, you're like, okay, I don't have that in my real life, but I can see that on TV and I see that what I want. That's how I look at
it. It's possible.
Yeah. It's possible. It encourages you to like, keep your standards to it. Encourage you to like, these guys do exist. They might be few and far between,
but they exist. And even if, like I said, like if you don't see it in your real life, like I grew up on a single family home, and I feel a lot of people have experienced that. You know, even if I don't see it in my real life, I have example to see on television. You know, like I feel like this needs more of us on reality TV and dating shows to see like how we really react, how we socialize, how we talk. Our generation, our younger Black women need to see that. So then they know they have a standard. You know, then they be like, oh wow, like I've never experienced that. I've never seen a man treat a woman like that. This is how I want to be treated. You know? And I think those are examples that's why I continue to do it. Because I want women to be like, wow, like I love how this man treated her. I love how she found a story and I want that. You know, even if it doesn't be successful for me, hopefully it's a message for everybody else to be like, okay, this is what I'm not going to tolerate. I love how Diamond did that, or she's not here for the BS, or, you know, she can read through the bullshit if they talking. You know what I'm saying? You know where I'm getting at.
Of course. I think that's definitely the narrative and the perspective that we gain by watching your experience, I would say. Even something so small this past season with Will, the way you said to Will, okay, you want to be number five to Francesca? Have fun with that. Goodbye. Like, even that confidence is just like, yes, you can put your foot down. You don't have to beg for this dude. Move on to the next one. You'll be okay.
If he's not showing interest in you, you do not have to sit here and wait for that. Come on. No. And I think a lot of women do that. I've noticed people like my sisters, and like, they'll be dating a guy, he's not really that invested or interested, and you stay, and even before you know it, y'all still dated for 10 years and still ain't got a ring.
Oof.
So exhausting.
They got two kids. Ladies. Stop. No.
Ooh. Oh, yes. Lord, not children.
Yes, girl. It's like, what Lord. Time? And you knew in the beginning that he wasn't really all into that.
Right.
Yeah, that makes, that's disappointing.
Yeah.
It was so nice talking to y'all, though. Cause I have another
It was so
interview.
Nice to talk to you, too.
I'm sorry. We can talk all day.
We can go on forever. I think, so this is our last question, and I think you said it already, but I have to ask. Would you ever date again on TV? We've seen you twice. Will we see you again?
I don't know. Long pause, girl. I don't know. If the circumstances were different, like, I want to be able to help and be more involved into who I get to meet, who, and like how the show's about to run. If it's only me on here, if it's other women, like, I want to be able to have my hand and say so into that. If that's the case, then yes, I would do it. But if not, then I don't know if I'm really be that interested. I'll listen and hear what you got to offer. But if it doesn't fit what I'm looking for, my needs, then I'm not going to do it. Because right now, I'm just wasting time. Like, I don't want to continue wasting time. I'm in my 30s.
Yeah.
I'm trying to have a kid soon. You know, of course, you got to date first. You got to meet them. First, you got to meet them. And then you got to meet compatible. And then it's steps to this, levels to this. I didn't have to thank God I did for Lauren, but it don't really work like that in the real world. You know?
So
if I have a hand in it, yes, I will. But if not, then no.
Well, the that's fair. Producer of our fraternity sorority Divine Nine reality show.
We got to put this together.
We got a cast member and a producer ready.
Right.
Let's do it.
Diamond, this was so fun. We could clearly keep talking on and on. Thank you so much for coming on, being so open and vulnerable, sharing your experience with us. Can you please tell us where everyone can find you? Talk to us a little bit about where we can find your company that you just started. Anything else you want to shout out?
Yeah. So, okay. You can find me on Instagram at @IAM_DiamondJack or TikTok. Same thing. @IAM_DiamondJack. I have a new business that we'll be launching this year. It's called Sorority Lux, and the website is shopsororitylux.com. You can subscribe. You can subscribe until we launch it. So, keep up with the updates and everything.
Yes. Awesome. Congrats on the new business. Thanks again for coming and chatting with us here. Folks, I hope you enjoyed the interview. Please rate, review, and subscribe. If you love the interview, if you love the show, you want more of it, please head to patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose. Join the Rose Garden. We have tons of extra special bonus content up there. And we'll see you guys next time.
See you next time. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.